Welcome to our Ein Hotel Conferencing Shir. Tonight we have the distinct honor of having Rabbi Tovia Vinitsky from Chicago speak for us. I would just like to thank Rabbi Vinitsky for always taking time off of his busy schedule to join us. We always look forward to his shirim. Rabbi Vinitsky is one of our most beloved speakers, always giving us good hashkafa lessons, but always very grounded. There's always a message that we can sink our teeth into. Usually Rabbi Vinitsky teaches us a perek of Tehillim, since he is a very popular Tehillim teacher in Chicago, giving a regular Sunday evening class. He has also taught us Megillas Esther. Tonight, his topic is very interesting and different. Mashiach, why we want you. Tonight's shiur is being sponsored by Fushalema Avram Shlomo ben Chava Perel, for Miriam Leah Basmaka, and for Chava Perel Bas Miriam Leah. They should all have a Fushalema together with all the Cholim and Kol Yisroel. Different. And the topic tonight is Mashiach, why we want you. And now, without further ado, Rabbi Vinitsky.
Good evening. As you just heard, the topic for tonight is Mashiach, why we want you. We daven every day for Mashiach. We say, Samach David Avdecha, Meheres Atzmiach, Verkarna Terum Yishuasecha, Kilishuasecha, and we say, Kivinu Kol Hayom, that we hope every day for the coming of Mashiach. And we use the Lashon, we use the terminology of Kivinu, the word for hoping. In Parak Mem, Pasuk Beis of Tehillim, David HaMelech, when he was extraordinarily ill and undergoing tremendous Yisurim, and was davening for a refuah, used the term Kavo Kivisi Hashem. I hoped to Hashem. And he uses the same word, Kivinu, Kavo Kivisi. The word implies a very strong desire, a very strong hope. And David HaMelech doubles the word, Kavo Kivisi, as an expression of an intense, intense desire for something. And we use that word when we ask for Mashiach every day. That same strong, intense wording. And in fact, Chazal tell us that when we get to Shemayim after 120 years, one of the things we're going to be asked is whether or not we longed for the coming of Yashiach. It seems like wanting the coming of a Mashiach is a tremendous inyan. But the question arises, why? Many people have asked me that question privately, but very few people are willing to ask it publicly. Every drasha that we hear ends with an appeal for Geula, Mashiach, the Beis HaMikdash, and it's hard to be the one that stands up and says, why exactly? Why is it that we should so intensely want Mashiach that it should be a Kavinu Kol Hayom? It should be our main hope every day. So Chazal tell us that in the times of Mashiach, the physical nature of the world will be somewhat similar to what we have now. There'll still be a world. And one of the main differences is that the nations of the world will no longer oppress us. The reason for wanting Mashiach is so the nations of the world will no longer oppress us. I think, and I don't think I'm alone in this, that that's a very hard reason for us to relate to in our times. When the Cossacks are coming on horseback and knocking down the front door, it's easy to relate to the idea that we want to be free from the oppression around us. But if we're honest, we don't feel all that oppressed today, especially in America. Now, that itself may be an issue. We should feel the oppression. We're just as oppressed now as when the Cossacks were beating down the front door. But nonetheless, that's a hard thing for us to relate to, a hard thing to grab onto, and a hard thing to keep in mind is the reason why we're Kivinu Kol Hayom is this hard thing for us to grab onto that the nations of the world aren't going to oppress us anymore. What I'd like to do tonight is I'd like to suggest another reason, and a reason that I think we can grab onto a little bit more in our times so that we can apply it to our own Kivinu Kol Hayom. What's life going to be like in the times of Mashiach? Everything a person does in the world has a certain amount of worry, a certain amount of stress, and a certain amount of agmas nefesh involved with it. it doesn't matter whether it's a small or a minor thing. It could be interpersonal relationships. Let's say that your best friend is getting married, and for this special chasana, you've bought a stunning dress. You spent hours and hours finding exactly the right dress. And now it's time for the chasana. You've put on your brand new dress, and in the back of your mind is a little nagging thought. I hope people like this dress. What if someone else has the same dress? What if someone else is jealous? What if someone else, when I walk in the room, gives me a look that makes me think they don't like my dress? A simple thing of putting on a new dress for a chasana is filled with worries and stresses. Everything in the world has that component to it. The interpersonal relationships, a person's physical being, everything from having a cold to, lo aleinu, a tremendous illness. Person have worries and stress about their physical being. Will I have my health, the health of my family, the health of my extended family? It would be hard to find a person who has not had some negative experience with illness in their extended family. It could be in the area of what we call mental or intellectual experiences. Person goes to school, or person takes classes, perhaps learning classes in halacha, perhaps in school, and you have to apply yourself, and you have to make sure that you've understood the material, and you have to think, I hope I really understood that. I'm not sure. And we can all relate to the days in school when anxiety over a test was tremendous. Parnassa, do we even have to discuss that? It's hard to find anyone today that has not had some aspect of worry, stress as it relates to Parnassa. Family life, shiduchim and children, even the most joyous simchadik occasion, a chasana or another simcha, there's always still worries and stresses in agmas nefesh. Whether it's interpersonal, whether it's physical, whether it's intellectual, whether it's financial, whether it's family, there's no such thing as a full, complete, perfect simchadik activity. Everything has worries associated with it. A teenage girl in high school once said to me, and I think she summed it up well, she goes, you know, I was just thinking, I'm so busy and involved and worried in doing stuff that I never really get to do stuff. Now, the English grammar of that sentence aside, I think we all understand the point there, that we have wonderful, tremendous things in our lives. We live in a society that allows us to freely accomplish whatever we want, we wish. We live in a Medina Shel Chesed of the United States. One would think that we would have no worries or stresses anymore, but it's not true. There's no such thing as any activity that doesn't at least have a little tiny stab of possible worry or stress about it. In the times of Mashiach, people's midos will be refined. There will be no physical health problems. People's mental abilities will be increased. The nations of the world will ensure that the Jews have everything they need in terms of parnassa and finance. Let's just take a second here. That means that you would never have to think that person X might be jealous of person Y. Jealousy's gone. Goodbye, jealousy. People will live until old age with no physical worries, no illnesses, not even a cold, but certainly no illnesses, no worries about what will happen in my old age, no worries about extended family members. They will live long, long, long productive lives and die peacefully. Mental abilities will be tremendously increased. Everything that you want or need to learn, you will grasp instantly, with ease. if a person is in school, it would be like always getting 100 on every test without really exerting oneself. Parnassa. Chazal tell us that we know when the times of Mashiach comes, all the nations of the world, every person in the world, Jew or non-Jew, will recognize that Hashem is Hashem who gave the Torah, and they will wish that they had dedicated themselves to Hashem their lives, and they will be so happy to help the Jewish people in whatever they need. You want to go and visit your family member somewhere? Don't worry, the Goyim will have provided whatever cars, highways, trains you need. And it won't cost you any money, and it'll be as convenient as you wish. There will never be another financial worry in times of Mashiach. Family issues? Let's say you need advice on who to marry. Shidduch advice. Right? Who hasn't asked a shidduch advice? Well, you know who you'll be able to ask? You'll be able to ask the Navi. On the way back from the Beis HaMikdash, maybe you'll stop at the king's palace and see, take the tour and see the throne that is similar to the throne that Shlomo HaMelech and David HaMelech sat on. And when you finish that, you'll go over to your 1:30 appointment with Eliyahu HaNavi. And you'll ask him, who's a good shidduch? And he'll ask Hashem, and he'll tell you. There'll be hundreds, perhaps thousands of Nevi'im who will be able to ascertain exactly what it is that Hashem would like for you to do. And if perhaps the schedule is running a little bit late for your appointment with the Navi, you'll just take the bus over to the Beis HaMikdash, and you will stand and just feel Hashem's Shechina. And look around and see some of the Nisim that are occurring in the Beis HaMikdash, until it's time for your appointment with the Navi. This description I'm trying to paint of the times of Mashiach is one where the world exists physically, but all the negative things in the world are gone. So now let me ask you a question. If that's the case, what are we going to do all day? What are we going to do all day? Right now, our days are taken up in a significant part by all the things that we have to do. We have to deal with family things, we have to deal with work things, we have to deal with interpersonal things, we have to deal with educational things, we have to deal with it's all gone now. What are we going to do all day? I just painted this very nice picture, but now we have to stand up and say, okay, so it seems like I don't have anything to do then. Seems like each day is going to be a significant amount of boredom. What am I going to do? All people have talents and things that they like to do in life, but rarely are able to spend as much time on as they would like. Some people have an aptitude artistically. They enjoy drawing or some other form of art, and they would love to spend 3 or 4 hours a day drawing and honing their skills as an artist. But that's not very practical in the world we live in. Some people have an enjoyment and a talent for teaching small children. They're natural educators. They really don't get to spend as much time doing that as they would like. There are people that absolutely love to bake. And they would be happy to bake many hours a day, but unfortunately, if they did that, there would be nothing else to eat for their family except all of the baked goods. So they really can't spend as much time as they would like on this thing they enjoy and that they have a talent for. Perhaps there are people that have a talent or enjoy math. and enjoy that kind of thing that we would call bookkeeping or accounting. There are people that are skilled organizers and can manage an activity, an event, like it's nothing, and enjoy doing it. You people line up here, you people line up over there. I've got the whole thing organized. The band will be here at 2:30. There are people that have a talent and enjoy music, whether it's playing an instrument or writing music or some way, or teaching music. Some way they would like to be involved with music. But that's really not practical to spend all day doing nothing but indulging yourself in the musical things that you enjoy. Not that music is not important. We don't have a good understanding of music in our times. The importance of music in the Beis HaMikdash is incredible. David HaMelech says in Perek Ches, he says, Shir Mizmor Livnei Karach Lamanatzeach Al Machalas La'anos Maskil Lehaman Hazrachi. And it's written for Haman the Hazrachi. Now, who is Haman Hazrachi? Haman Hazrachi was a musician. And because of his dedication to music in the times of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, he got his name in Tehillim. In Perek Peites, David HaMelech says it's a maskil le'eson hazrachi. Now, it's not clear really from the Mephorshim whether Eson actually wrote part of this capital from David's instructions, or if David was just incorporating Eson's ideas. But let's see who wrote Tehillim. Adam Arishon, Moshe Rabbeinu, Avram Avinu, David HaMelech, and some musicians. If that doesn't tell the importance of music, after David HaMelech, the person who wrote the most chapters in Tehillim was Asaph. Asaph was a Levi, and he wrote and arranged music in the Beis HaMikdash. Artistic talents, educational talents, homemaking talents, financial math talents, organizing talents, music talents, these are just some of the things that people would really like to spend time doing because they enjoy, and they have a certain talent for it. But our lives stop us from spending a significant amount of time doing many of these things. In the times of Mashiach, we will spend our days doing these things that we like to do, in service to Hashem. There's no more worries and problems. There's no social problems, no physical problems, no intellectual problems, no financial problems. You can shine in whatever it is that you can do. If you're an artist, you'll be working on art that has something to do with the Beis HaMikdash, or posters for Shiurim in Tel Aviv. If you like education and you love teaching small children, you'll be able to spend as much time as you want doing that, and you won't have to worry about taking attendance and all the different kinds. You will just be able to focus on what it is you love to do. You like to cook? You like to bake? 3 times a year, millions of people will be coming to Yerushalayim. They probably could use something to eat. And in fact, if you're an organizer, that needs massive amount of organizing there. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, that was the Kohanim's job. The Kohanim that weren't actively working in the Beis HaMikdash went out through Yerushalayim, and they welcomed everybody, and they organized who's staying where, and do you have meals, and you'll stay by so-and-so. Everything was, somebody's got to organize all that. Somebody has got to teach music to the children so that when they grow up, they'll appreciate the music of the Levium and the Kohanim, and perhaps even be music arrangers, coordinators themselves. And let's say, just for the sake of argument, you're not really sure what it is that you would enjoy doing. Well, maybe it's a combination of these things, but maybe you're not sure. You can just go and ask the Navi and say, what do you think my particular talents are that I would enjoy doing all day in service to Hashem? And the Navi will ask Hashem and tell you, you know what? Why don't you try sculpture? Why don't you try whatever the Navi is that will tell Hashem? Because Hashem is telling the Navi what the inner essence of the person really is. Those talents that Hashem gave you make you what you are. They make you you. Rather than the way we have life now with masses of people running and doing and worrying and all on the same page, each person will be able to be fulfilled and shine by using the attributes that make them special and unique. You'll be able to spend your time doing something that you like, that Hashem gave you a special talent for, or many different things that you like, and that Hashem gave you a special talent for, and you'll make a difference in the world. Every person using those talents will make a difference in the world with those talents. You'll be able to spend your time doing things that make you happy and in which you excel. That's what we're going to be doing all day. This is a good reason for us in our times that we can understand to want Mashiach. Kivinu kol hayoim. Hoping every day to finally be allowed to achieve your real potential. And each and every day will top the previous day in satisfaction. When you go to sleep every night in the times of Mashiach, not only will you have no worries, but you will feel so fulfilled that you have spent the day doing the things that you love and that you excel in order to make a Kiddush Hashem. With that idea, we can understand why it is that when we get to Shemayim after 120 years, we're going to be asked, did you long for Mashiach? What a question to ask. Of all the things that a person could be asked, did you keep Shabbos correctly? Did you eat kosher food? Did you give enough tzedakah? Right? How did you raise your children? How did your children turn out? What kind of person are you? Were you a person involved in chesed? Because also those are all interesting questions. But Hashem's going to ask you, did you long for Mashiach? What kind of question is that? It's a question that makes a lot of sense. Did we long to be set free from what we call the treadmill of life, where what we can accomplish is limited? Did we long to really accomplish everything we possibly can? Hashem made you with these abilities. Are you longing to maximize the abilities that you have in order to make a Kiddush Hashem? Hashem created us with these abilities. Did we long to be the person that Hashem really created? Or were we satisfied going about the daily treadmill of life, taking the next step in the rat race? Now it's a very good question. Hashem's going to look you in the eye, Kaviyachal, and say, did you long to be the person that I created? Or were you satisfied just to go through life? The nations of the world not oppressing us, there are a lot of times in history when that would be very easy to relate to. The reason we want you, Mashiach, is because we want to be the people that Hashem created. We want to fulfill what Hashem gave us in terms of our abilities, and we want to go to sleep every night with that sense of satisfaction that we are the best possible us and that we are using what Hashem gave us and that we are the person that Hashem intended us to be. Every person, no matter how confident they appear on the outside, has at one time or another thought, am I really being the person and doing the things that Hashem wants me to do? That is kivinu kol hayom. That's hoping every day for the coming of Mashiach. We want to be the people that Hashem intended us to be. If Hashem intended us to be artists, if Hashem intended us to be bookkeepers, Hashem intended us to be musicians, we spend our lives doing all kinds of things that have nothing to do with the talents Hashem gave us. Kivinu kol hayom, Chazal write in davening. Every day you should be wanting to be the person that Hashem made you and to use the abilities that He gave you. And that's why when you get to Shemayim, Hashem's going to want to know whether you wanted that or not. And that's why in davening it says, Kivinu kol hayom, every day. We don't say in any other part of davening, we want this every day. But here we say we hope for it every day. It's an integral part of what we hope for when we get up in the morning, throughout our day, and when we go to sleep at night. We want to be, Hashem, the person that you made me. I come to the end of the day. Frequently, I myself, personally, I come to the end of the day, and I don't know what I got accomplished in this day. So I can look around. I accomplished various things. Perhaps I accomplished things in business. Perhaps I taught a shiur. But I was up for 15 hours today, and I don't feel, if you asked me and gave me a test, do you really think that those 15 hours you spent in a geschmack of using your talents to help and serve and make a Kiddush Hashem? No. Maybe I did some good things today. But when I lay down and go to sleep, in those moments before a person falls asleep, maybe we could have done more. Kivinu kol hayom. Every day we have to be wanting that. So, and then, Be'ezus Hashem, we will merit, have this chus, to see the Melech HaMashiach, and to learn the halachas of how to bow to the ground as the king passes by. And then when we get up, we'll continue on our way, and we'll be able to be the people that Hashem really intended us to be, if we're kivinu kol hayom.